here at Oxford, we have to work twice as hard as the men.
What if I told you I want to be a writer?
Oh, here we go. Vera, stop it.
You signed up.
How many generations get the chance to be involved in something like this? I can't let others do my duty for me.
Our generation will never be new again. Our youth has been stolen from us.
Everybody, it's Mina 007 back again for another 10-minute spoiler-free movie review. This time of the World War I romantic drama Testament of Youth, which is based on the wartime memoirs of Vera Brittain, wonderful name for a woman whose memoirs have become, to some readers, emblematic of the experience of that time. The memoirs start before the outbreak of World War I with Vera Brittain, a much-loved daughter in a middle-class household. She's clever and she wants to write, and she wants to be admitted to Oxford University at a time when women faced great barriers of entry and couldn't even formally take degrees, I believe. But one day, Vera's brother comes home from school with a friend, Roland Layton, and he's dashing, he understands her, and he supports her aspirations. He's also a poet in his own right. So they start a cautious, much chaperoned romance, and just as they're on the cusp of declaring their love, World War I breaks out. Roland signs up and faces, as many British men, many European men of his time did, the horrors of trench warfare. But Vera Brittain also signs up. She becomes a nurse, a voluntary nurse, and also sees the horrors of trench warfare, and is something that changes both of them forever. The final part of the movie sees Vera after the war, politicized by her experiences, and taking to the soapbox to campaign for peace. One must approach the subject, I suppose, with a great deal of respect, especially in these years of the centenary of World War I. It's an astonishing sacrifice that generation made for a war that often feels murky to us now in its origins. That said, I'm afraid that I found Testament of Youth to be an unforgivably banal film. It simply drips in heritage quality. It's so safe and tame. It feels as though every attention has been paid to the details of the period costume and the clothes people wear and the environments in which they are, and yet there is absolutely no bravery and courage when it comes to depicting war. And it feels like this is just one of another run of films, British costume pieces, and The Theory of Everything would also fall into this category, which is full of beautiful people in gorgeous costumes, full of earnest good intentions, who come up against external barriers, so whether it's Stephen Hawking's illness or in this case World War I. And because they're not bad people and there are no real arguments, there's just a complete lack of dramatic tension. And there's also a lack of, or in my mind, a lack of feeling that people have triumphed over adversity. I want to see the gritty engagement. I want to see people's patience running out under adverse conditions. I don't believe that nobody ever lost their temper. I don't believe that nasty words weren't sent. And these don't make for a less respectful view of the past. It doesn't mean that you don't still admire what they did and what they faced. It just makes for greater honesty. And to be honest, what is more inspiring? To see perfect people behaving perfectly, or to see real people suffering, being impatient, losing it, but then managing to get through nonetheless? I think the latter is more instructive. I must admit, I haven't read Vera Brittain's memoirs, and maybe they do contain all this grit and reality. But in fact, I gave a copy of the book to a friend of mine for Christmas, who also saw this movie and enjoyed it somewhat more than I did when we watched it at the London Film Festival. And I look forward to reading that book once she's finished. But on the strength of this film alone, it's really rather dull. And actually, I find offensive insofar as the misery of the trenches is only very briefly shown. I understand that Vera Brittain was a nurse, and so her experience of World War I was one step removed from the absolute front line. But she is ministering to soldiers suffering from the effects of mustard gas and amputation, and we know from the high standard of TV and film drama that you can show that with real grit and real honesty. But this movie, Testament of Youth, is a war diary filmed as a soft-focused, sepia-tinted romantic drama, all soft light and longing glances and thwarted love. I wonder, in fact, if this film would have been better cast, as in the case of The Theory of Everything, as a TV miniseries, and I think it's kind of interesting that the director of this film, James Kent, is a TV director. So I want to be clear, my criticism of this film is not anything to do with the production design or with the acting. I think Alicia Vikander is perfectly charming as Vera, and, you know, she's a Swedish accent with an absolutely perfect British accent, English accent, and she's charming on screen. I think Kit Harington, who plays Roland, is, you know, admirably good and earnest, and he conveys what he needs to convey. My problem is with the very concept, the very softness of this film, and as I said, that may not even be a reflection of what is in the book. I think my issues with this film can be summed up in a single directorial shot, which occurs halfway through the film. Vera is nursing near the front, and she comes out of her nursing hut to the back of the building where many victims of a mustard gas attack have been laid out. And it's a scene crying out for the director to crane up from Vera's personal fears and to pivot out to the wider context of immense human suffering and focus back in on what is going on. But James Kent does not do that. He doesn't have the courage to make that visual and historic point. In other words, this is a highly conservative film, pandering to World War I nostalgia, if such a thing exists. Brave and decent men and women thwarted by war. It seeks no greater insight, nor any great cinematic style. Therefore, I think probably you're better off avoiding Testament of Youth and perhaps reading the book. So many people have connected to it on such a deep emotional level, I'm sure it must be worth trying. But if you have seen the film and agree or disagree with my take, then please feel free to leave a comment at the blog at beena007.com. The usual detailed release information will be after the outro music. The London Film Festival 2014. It will be released in the United Kingdom and Ireland on January the 16th, in the Netherlands on March the 5th, and in Denmark on April 30th. It does not yet have a firm US release date. Thank you for listening.